Hey guys, how we doing and how's the day going? Thank you once again for joining me today on the Diary of a Conversationist. How are you doing in this COVID season? How are you coping in this COVID season? How are you doing mentally? How are you doing physically? How are you doing spiritually? And how are you doing financially? I know that this season is tough on everyone, but I'm going to say something that you've always heard, which is, hold on, be strong, stay safe, stay strong, this too shall pass, right? This too shall pass. So, today on the Diary of a Conversationist, I'm talking about something I titled Insecurity. And this title stems from a place of, you know, having to know that we are all by ourselves now, and we're spending more time with ourselves this period and this season, right? So lots of all the issues that we've pushed to the side, swept under the carpet, are all bubbling up right now. And trust me, insecurity is one of such issues. And so that's why I felt like, you know, I should share with you guys what it is, what causes it, some of the obstacles to it, and how basic steps you can take to overcome it. And so, let's delve into the heart of the matter. So, what is insecurity? What is insecurity? Insecurity simply speaks of, you know, having anxiety about oneself, having a sense of lack of confidence in one's ability, having a sense of uncertainty about one's self. So that's like the basal definition of insecurity. And this insecurity, it could sometimes manifest in form of, you know, feeling a sense of inadequacy, feeling fearful, feeling worried, having lots of self-doubt, and also feeling helpless. We've all had times where we're experiencing things where we feel like, man, I can't deal. Helplessness. Trust me, this COVID time is one of those seasons where we feel helpless, because vaccines are not forthcoming at the moment, but we hope that they will come soon. So, like I was saying about insecurity, if you tend to, you know, if it keeps reoccurring and you keep living in that state of that feeling unsure, uncertain, feeling anxious, feeling a lack of self-confidence in yourself, it could totally lead to, you know, low self-esteem. Yeah, and we know that, and we know we don't want that for ourselves, right? And so, what causes insecurity? There's not just one definite cause to insecurity, but I could share basic things that causes insecurity. For starters, you know, if people have had traumatic experiences such as loss, such as crisis, such as bankruptcy, such as divorce, these things can result in insecurity. You know, they can. Another thing that could cause insecurity is like the kind of care and attention that a person received from their primary caregiver when they were growing up as children. So if a child grew up in a household where everybody had to, you know, have straight A's, had to, you know, academically you had to be top notch, you had to, you know, push and strive to be that, and because if you come from an environment where your parents could not really see you for you, except you were, you know, the scholastic one, you know, it could breed insecurity in such a person, because they feel they have to now earn love, they have to earn attention. So for every time I'm good in my schoolwork, for every time I'm a good girl, I'm a good boy, that's how mommy or daddy will show me love. So that could breed insecurity in a person. And even as they leave that childhood and you know, grow up, you start seeing people trying diverse means or ways to get, you know, a sense of belonging, approval from people by doing various unnecessary things that I really didn't need to do. Yeah, but that's what could cause insecurity. So another thing is that could also cause insecurity is if a person experienced a level of instability as they grew up, you know, environments where things were a bit unstable, in the sense that, you know, from their primary caregiver, they could get this vibe of, you know, everything could be cool, calm, rosy, and the next thing is a switch of, you know, abuse, whether verbally, physically. So living in that state of fear, uncertainty, unpredictability could cause, you know, insecurity for people. Yeah, because as you grow older, you keep playing that pictures of what had happened in your mind before, and you're like, you can't be sure, you can't be certain, they could switch, they could not switch. And so that could also lead to like lack of trust for people, because you, one minute it could be good, the next minute you feel like they're gonna turn up against you, right? So that could also cause insecurity. Insecurity could also come from, if like, the major bulk of it personally I think comes from your environment you grew up from, right? What you were exposed to as a child, the kind of care and attention and love that you received, right? If you grew up in an environment where you were constantly criticized, shouted on, you know, talked down on, trust me, it's gonna kill your self-esteem. It's gonna make you insecure, actually. So what is like some of the effects, although I've talked about some of the effect already when I was talking about what causes it, some of the effect is a person that is insecure cannot form healthy relationships. Not like they struggle forming healthy relationships. They can form relationships, but a healthy one, you can't, because they find it a bit difficult to, you know, share their feelings, be forthcoming with what's happening in their lives, because to them, they have to keep up with an image. So anything that reveals a little bit of vulnerability, a little bit of, you know, not being able to perform, you know, to them in their head, that might mean that they won't get the approval that they need from you. And so that's not what they want for themselves. And so they don't want to do that. So insecurity can lead to inability to form healthy relationships. It could also lead to a person trying to, you know, play down on their abilities, because, you know, they don't want to anybody to kind of criticize them, because growing up they've always been criticized, whether they did something good or did something bad, they will always be criticized. So they don't want to put themselves out there. So it could lead to people just wanting to, you know, hide, not put themselves out there. Insecurity can also lead to, you know, social anxiety. You know, there are people that find it actually difficult to really interact with people. They find it difficult to actually really interact with people. So not because people are bad people, but they have this fear. You know, will they accept me? Will I be rejected? Will they like me? Won't they think that I'm different? All those things are just insecurity. So how do we deal with insecurity? You know, dealing with insecurity, have you realized that the moment you decide to work on something, all the things that are wrong about that thing starts popping up? The same is true for insecurity. The moment you decide to, you know, get your act together, because now you're not a grown-ass person, all the things that need healing, all the traumas that need healing in your life start coming up to the surface. Like Yalan Bazant would say, once you come to a new phase or a new place in your life, all the things that need healing start coming up. And also, I feel like this COVID season, regardless of the fact that we are all, you know, in the state of self-isolation and being up by ourselves, you know, this is a time, very good time to do the inner healing work, heal ourselves, like from our past traumas, our past pains, our anxieties, our insecurities as well. So that's why I'm talking about it today. So as you decide to deal with your insecurity, part of the things that you would face or that might come as obstacles is, you know, and obstacles actually, they are just basic pointers for things that you need to look at. Part of which is past criticism. As you try to now deal with it, you start remembering all the times that they called you names that you're not. E.g., you're stupid. Idiot. You know, they just silly things that people used words, and to them it was nothing, but because they kept saying it and you kept hearing it, then you on your own, you internalized it, and poem, it forms a negative self-image. And due to the formation of that negative self-image, you now start acting in accordance to all the things that you have been hearing. You know, so that's pretty much about it. And so, as you try to deal with yourself, your insecurity, right? Part of the things that might also pop up is you might also discover that you're needing approval. And that could have stemmed from one of the causes of insecurity I stated earlier, which is if you felt like you had to work for love, you had to be a certain way, do a certain thing for your primary caregiver, your parents, your guardian, to show you affection or love. So you keep constantly needing approval. You just want to just do things, even if you really don't want to do it, but you feel like that's the only way people can, that's the only way you can be heard, seen, or liked. Those are like obstacles, you know? So, now, how do we now deal with this insecurity? How do we deal with insecurity? It's pretty much simple. First, you have to forgive your past. Like, this one is a tough one, but you have to. You know, so forgiveness is not just for them based on what they had done to you, your primary caregiver, you know, but it's for you. So you have peace of mind. You must realize this. They teach you in NLP that people are doing the best with what they have. Like, people are doing the best with the resources that are available to them. Resources don't really mean finance. Like, the level of knowledge, the level of skill, the level of expertise that they have. You know, what most of our parents did with us was what they knew how to do. If they knew better, they would do better. And now, so you're in a time or in a place in your life where you have so many resources, free resources at your disposal to know better, so you can do better. So, but you have to just start by forgiving them. And what makes this forgiveness easy is if you come to a realization that they were only doing the best that they know how to do, they knew how to do. It makes it easy. And so when you forgive, you let go of it. Because if you don't let go of it, you'll be holding on to resentment, to discontent and bitterness, which is not really good for you. So as the thought, you know, or as a trigger comes back with regards to what had happened, you have to remind yourself that you're no longer that person. You forgive them. Right? Another way to deal with insecurity is, you know, accepting all of yourself. You know, we all have this part of ourselves, the disowned part, the part that we are ashamed of, the part that we are afraid of, the part that we don't want anybody to know about, the part that, especially, it might be a feature in your body, it might be something you've done before, but you also have to also extend that, you know, we talked about forgiveness earlier, but you also have to learn how to extend that same gift of forgiveness that you have given to your primary caregiver based on how they treated you when you were a child to yourself. Forgive yourself for the things that you've done that you're not so proud of now. You're not proud of it now because you now know better. As at the time you had not known better, you really didn't have a problem doing that, right? But now you know better. Like I said earlier, as we know better, we do better, we become better. You know, so you just have to accept it. There's this recent quote I wrote. I said, I'm grateful for life, I'm grateful for health, I'm grateful for love, joy and abundance. I'm also grateful for my strength, I'm grateful for my weaknesses, I'm grateful for my flaws and even my mistakes. And I said, yes, even my mistakes. They all had a role in playing to making me the woman that I am today. Yes. So you have to come to that place where, you know, you accept all of yourself. Yeah. Accept all of yourself. If you have big bum, accept it. If you have big boobs, the breasted one, accept it. If you're skinny, accept it. If you're tall like myself, accept it. If you're petite, accept it. If you're beautiful, accept it. If you feel like you're not beautiful, accept it. You're just amazing. So just accept all of yourself. That's how you actually deal. Part of the ways you can actually deal with insecurity. Accepting all of yourself. All of it, not some of it. All of yourself. Another way is to practice self-approval. Self-approval. You know, especially if you were a person that in a home where you feel like you were not heard or seen, you had come to that place where now that you know better, do better. The approval, the praise, the validation that you want from others, give it to yourself. You want someone to praise you. You want someone to, you know, approve you. You want someone to validate you. Validate yourself. And how do you do that? Take a stock of your journey. You know, there's this thing that I'm realizing that as we live the journey of life, right? We may not be where we want to be, but as long as we're doing the necessary work, if you are critical and honest with yourself, you would see that you're not where you used to be. You're not. You have grown in strength. You've grown in wisdom. You've grown with experience, right? You are taking the necessary steps that you need to be where you desire to be. You know, show yourself some love and give no patches. Just learn sometimes to pat yourself at the back and say, I'm trying. Yeah, I may not be where I want to be, but I'm definitely not where I used to be. So practice self-approval. That does not mean you don't want to connect with others or love others or be with others, right? But you can love others and be loved by them while you're still being self-approved by yourself. So accept yourself completely, love yourself completely. That's what I'm trying to emphasize here. You get the acceptance, validation, approval from others, beautiful, but do not let you don't just depend solely on the approval, the validation, or the affirmation that will come from others. No, give it to yourself as well. Give those things that you want another person to give to you. Give it to yourself first. Then another way to actually deal with self-esteem issues is embrace non-comparison. Scripture says, "They that compare themselves with themselves are not wise." You know, so far from every time. Now, there's this quote that Begit says, like, paraphrasing is, it talks about if you compare yourself with another person, that is like you're insulting yourself. Like, your journey and another person's journey are not the same. Even two people that are twins, right? They are not destined to do the same thing. Your journey and another person's journey is not the same. The pace at which you move is not the pace at which another person will move. Do you understand me? So there's no need for comparison. There's no need, because the more you compare yourself with another person, it robs you of joy, it robs you of enthusiasm to want to do better, it robs you of, you know, it robs you of peace of mind. It robs you of it. It makes you sad, angry, bitter. So in dealing with self, you know, in dealing with this issue of insecurity, say no to comparison. Say a total no to comparison. You must understand that you're on a different path, right? Wish everyone well, but see their awesomeness different from yours. Wish everyone well, but see their awesomeness different from yours. Then develop trust. You know, especially, you know, we talked about causes of insecurity, that if you had, if a person had grew up from an environment where there is so much of unpredictability, instability, it's difficult for them to trust, because in their head or in their minds, they see that one moment it could be like this, the next it could be a switch, you know. So it's difficult for such, you know. But now, that had happened in your past, the mechanisms and the, so not trusting was just a mechanism you had devised to just help you keep your sanity when you were a child, when you were growing up. Now you're an adult. You have the ability to unlearn those things. You know, so develop trust. Do not keep holding on to past experiences or say it happened before, I don't want it to happen to me again, so I won't trust. No. Start to develop trust. You know, trusting in yourself, you'll be okay. Develop trust and trusting in the moment that you know the right thing to do, that your path will cross with the right people that will help you do the necessary things you need to do. And so even when they come, you know, be willing and ready to open up and trust them enough to, you know, to help you. And even when they breach that trust, it might be painful, it might be sad. You might also say, I said it, if I had sticked to the method I knew before, this wouldn't be happening. But if you had stuck up to the method you knew before, you wouldn't even have had the experience you had with them, the good and the pleasant experience you had with them. You know, so you must also learn to deal with that, and also know that you have to trust. What's life without trust? You know, it's like taking risk. Every business owner takes risk. So you just have to, you know, regardless of how it is, this is a good part. The part of trust is always a good part. Yeah, it is. Yeah, so on that note, I did like you to have a super duper amazing week. Yeah, and thank you once again for tuning in and joining me today. If this is your first time, I am super pleased and delighted to have you with me. I look forward to having you here with me on the next episode. Thank you so much, guys. Do have a blessed day.